on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Wayne Grattan today. It's 5 minutes past 10. Mark Hunter's going to join me very shortly to take us through his thoughts for it. And Archie Alexander is also going to join me to take us through his runners. And he's got a couple of key runners today. Just trying to look for the track conditions at Wang today. What have we got? A soft six with showers predicted. So genuine sort of just winter going. I'll have a chat to Mark Hunter first. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Matty. Good, thank you.
Looks big on paper, doesn't it? Nine races, big fields. Where are we finding all these horses?
I don't know, but it's a good meeting. There's actually some pretty promising horses going there today. There's good depth in the fields despite the scratchings, and I think they got 8 mils overnight, which just tipped them into that soft six range.
Looks a popular track for big stables, doesn't it? All through the meeting, we've got all the biggest stables well represented today.
Yeah, it's a good track. It's a good size, good long run home, and it just makes, you know, we had, I think, Sale last week. You get the better horses on the better track, the better stables, and you've even got people like D-Lane going up there today to ride, so it's a good meeting all in all.
All right, are there confidence levels?
I like it. Yeah, no, I like it. I think there's winners to be had. It doesn't always turn out how it looks when you think that, but at first glance, I can't see us losing from here, Matty. We'll see how we go.
All right, well, we will see how you go. Archie Alexander's going to help us out. He's on his way up to Wang with smiling Will Price. How are you, Arch?
Hi, Matty. How are things?
Have you got there yet?
No, we're going good. We're about 50 minutes away. Will's had his morning sleep. you know, he's had a stressful morning, a lot of pressure on him. So he's had a good hour and a half sleep here, and he's ready to go. So you can tell all punters he's fully fueled.
He's well rested. That's good to know. Are you gonna win the first race with Hauteur?
Yeah, I think she's going to run well. Form's worked out really well. Andrew Nobbitt's horse ran well at the weekend. The Tony McAvoy horse was second yesterday in town. She's run well. Nice filly. She's trained on really nicely. And hopefully we can go close.
All right. That's a good endorsement there. Over to race three, we go over to Melonia, who's good each way odds for Benny Allen.
Yeah, exactly. She's been racing really well. She deserves to win one. She was good last start. Jake Noonan thought she just probably would benefit over going over a bit more ground. And that's what we've got today. So, look, she is what she is. She's no star, but she's very honest and tries hard. And she's not far off winning one of these.
Double-pronged attack on race four with Debutante Without a Cause and also Quick and Dandy. The market says it's Quick and Dandy today.
Yeah, she ran really well first up. So, you know, drawn a little bit sticky. So she's going to need a nice big track, which, you know, we get today. But no, she's in good form. I was really impressed with her first up run. She raced very green, but she ran well. So hopefully she can do a good job. And the other guy, he's a nice horse in the making, but a mile first up will be definitely, you know, sort of on the shorter side for him. He'll be a much nicer horse with a few runs and getting up to a mile and a half.
Terrific. All right. So we might even, sounds like the best might be the first one you're going to roll out, or is there a preference?
Well, I don't know if he did it on purpose. He actually missed the favourite in race three.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I've actually got two in two races. Venti Siet, she's with Damon Lane. She's well drawn. She ran really well. And she's got a good chance. So it'll probably be her on a par with Hauteur, and I guess you could put Quick and Dandy in the mix. So I like them all, but I think if you're looking for what will run well at a little bit of value, I think Hauteur holds a bit of value, and she's run already, which we know in two-year races is a help.
Well, it sounds like you might even be a tad disappointed if you don't go home with a check today from one of these five runners. So fingers crossed, mate, and best of luck.
Thanks a lot. Cheers, Matty. Bye-bye.
Archie Alexander there. Does that instill some confidence in some of your selections there, Mark?
I was getting nervous when you didn't mention Venti Siet, Matty, because that's the best bit of the day. So
someone put a highlighter pen through it, and I thought they meant it was a scratching, but it meant they were highlighting that was favourites.
So. I was pleased to hear Archie give that one a good push.
All right, well, let's get to the first race. And as I said, the track is a soft six. The first we go with outnumbers 1 and 11. It's a maiden over 1,170 metres. The favourite is Wadad from Hayes Dabbenig at $2.50, number 13. 9, Polyphonic or Polyphonic at $3 from the Friedman Camp. 12, Well Branded at $6.50. Then double figures the rest. It's skinny in the market, the first three favourites?
Yeah, look, and Archie's horse is in the mix for sure. I'm just with number 9, Polyphonic. It's had, I think the key here is the soft ground. Had a jump out recently on soft ground, stepped back, it railed under them and ran away for a big win up the straight. So I think at 11.70 on soft ground, bit of a test, I thought Polyphonic looks the right sort of horse here to beat number 13, Wydad, who, it's got speed. It's had the two 800-metre trials. I would expect it to be right up on the pace. Just a little query, 11.70 first up on soft ground is some issue. 12, well-branded. Typical Patrick Payne, you can't really get a guide what's under the bonnet, but looks like ability is there. And 7, Hauteur. That run, the form is working out fantastic after that. It's got the race experience. It's got gate one. It's in the mix also. But just with the soft ground, I thought Polyphonic came to the fore. I'll go 9, 13, 12 and 7.
And just a reminder to the listeners that Archie was quite keen on Hauteur there, Mark's fourth selection. Over to race 2, this is another maiden over 11.70. The scratchings are 3, 11 and 12. 2, Lord Domino, is the $2.15 fixed odds favourite. From 14, What a Sham at $3.50. 4, Septogram, $8.50. And then we go to double figures, the rest headed by Benetti and Queen of Sass. Like the previous race, there's 2 or 3 that dominate the market.
Yeah, I'm keen on number 14 here, What a Sham. This horse had a trial in New Zealand on soft 7 and ran a good closing third behind Brando, who was seen placed in Group 1 grade. So terrific trial in New Zealand. It's come across here, had the 3 trials here for Paddy leading into this. Just looks so strong. So it handles the soft, it looks strong, it looks perfectly placed here, 11.70, and I thought he could make a winning debut to beat number 2, Lord Domino. 1 run, covered ground, fought on well, is certainly in the mix. 4 Septogram, it's trialled up nicely at Caulfield, just run into a good race here. And 13 Queen of Sass, who's another one that's shown good ability at the trials, just run into a hot maiden here to kick off its career. Pretty keen here on 14, What a Sham, 14, 2, 4 and 13.
14, 2, 4 and 13. Over to race 3, this is another maiden. We're going without numbers 3, 4, 8 and 13. Favourite here is Venicet, number 14 at $2.50. Out to 9, Takatoka at $5. $6 for number 1, Artillery 4. $6.50 for Dancing Duck. $9 for number 6, Jack's Honour. And $11 for 2, Barrington Manor. They're the ones in the market.
Yeah, I think it's the best for the day, Venti said. Its first up run was really good. The race just wasn't run to suit over the mile. It finished the race off beautifully over the line. It was a soft 5, so it's just got to handle the soft 6. I can't see that being a problem. Jump to 2,000 metres is perfect. You've got a good gate, and you've got D-Lane here on Thursday at Wangaratta. So you've got plenty going for it. I think it will win. Placings, take your pick. Number 1, Artillery Force, who's going well. It's a soft run from the draw. 9, Takatoka. Gee, it looked like a promising horse early in its career. It's been disappointing, but got some hope. And 10, Dancing Duck, who's racing well, might have run into another one here that's better than it. I think 14 will win, 14, 1, 9 and 10.
14 on top there from the Archie Alexander stable. Over to race 4. This is a 3-year-old maiden. We scratch numbers 1, 3, 5, 17, 18 and 20. 12, Quick and Dandy is the $2.70 favourite, for Archie Alexander. 10, Crew Class is $5.50. 11, Inyan Ghani at $7.50, $8 for number 4, Handball, double figures, the rest.
Terrific little race this one. There's plenty of chances. I think the way to go here is each way number 10, Crew Class, who made its debut at Horsham and just got in all the wrong spots. It was midfield, getting shuffled out of it, had to go wide and finish the race off well. It was down to run at Ballarat recently and scratched at the gates, but looks perfectly placed here, $15.90 each way. To beat number 12, Quick and Dandy. Good debut, gets onto soft ground, which I guess is some issue. 11, Inyan Ghani. It was terrific last start on heavy track. Gee, it was a good run. It's got a chance. And 4, Handball, who finished the race off nicely first up, will be fitter, will be suited by the distance, and is another one with a winning hope. An even race, so I could back 10 each way. 10, 12, 11 and 4.
10, 12, 11 and 4. Over to race 5. This is a benchmark 64, and the scratchings are numbers 13, 14, 15. Raise them up. Number 2 is the $3.20 fixed odds favourite. Out to $4.80, number 4, Envenomate. 5, Pig in Mud is $4.80 as well. And then out to $10 for Bill the Bee. Three dominators in the market.
Yeah, they're the 3 chances. I like number 5 here, each way, Pig in Mud. The soft track won't hurt it. It comes out of the Over the Sky race at Warrnambool, which is best form line for this race. And certainly wasn't disgraced. It's been back to the trial since. It's had a good trial. And just in these apprentice races, there does tend to be quite good tempo on, which would suit it also. Beat number two, raise them up. It draws wide. It'll press forward. It'll look for the front. There is some pressure, so that's not all easy for it, but got a chance. Four, Envenomate. Nice horse. Wanted the lane really badly last time, which is a concern, and does have to run the 1,400 metres, but fitter. They're the three hopes for mine. Number one, Cuffs Grange, next best. Won a similar race two starts ago. Just draws wide. We'll need some luck in the run. I'll go five each way here. 5, 2, 4, and 1.
5, 2, 4, and 1 in race five from Mark Hunter. That leaves us with the quaddy. It's 16 minutes past 10. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to nail this quaddy at Wang.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Mark Hunter, one of the best judges in town, is taking us through his thoughts for Wang, and we've got up to the quaddy at 18 minutes past 10. First leg is race 6. It's over 1,170 metres. It's another benchmark 64. Let's have a look on this little screen here for the scratchings. They are numbers 3, 4, 8, 12, and 13. The favourite is number 1, El Salto, for Brent Stanley at $2.80. 5, King Dick at $3.50. Some do get through. 10, Singing Sword at $5. $6.50, number 4, Namimo. 11, Dixiana at $16. So there we go. El Salto is the favourite from Big Dick, Mark.
El Salto will be carrying the hopes of my quaddy. Matty, I think it will win. It's well on soft ground. There's some heat taken out of the race, but there's not a lot of pressure for the front. It was given a trial recently, and a lot of Brent Stanley's horses rip along in trials. You don't really know how well they've gone. This one was held up, and it ran down Just Jake and was just powering over on the line. So I love that trial. I think if it runs to that trial, it'll win this race. To beat number 10, Singing Sword. Comes off a break. It's trialled okay there at Flemington. Just worry a soft six might be a touch wet for it. 5, King Dick is coming back in distance but going okay. And 2, Go Jazz. Probably drawn the right part of the track by now, is in winning form, but this is a harder race. I think if El Salto runs to its trial, it wins 1.10, 5 and 2.
1.10, 5, 2 might be a skinny first leg by the sound of it. Over to race 7, which is over 11.70 as well. Yeah, they're using this course a lot today, the 11.70. It's a benchmark 64. Scratch 7, 9, 11 and 14. Hell of a Night, number 5, is the $4.60 favourite, just from 2 Hard Reality at $5. Which is equal second favourite with Gloves Are Off, number 12, $6.50, 13 Solar Flash, $8.50, number 4, Chicha Spirit, and then quite a few just after that between 10 and 12 to 1, which sort of suggests it's a pretty open race.
Yeah, I'll be taking 6 in the quaddy, but I like number 2, Hard Reality, each way. It's just come back from a spell in terrific form. It'll push forward from that wide gate. It'll be very tough at the distance. It's got a 2-kilo claim. You would think it's drawn the right part of the track by now, and I think each way you won't do your money here. To beat number 3, Love and Laughs, who's just about ready to win. Again, maybe drawing the right spot to come down the centre. 6, Goose Sonic. This horse just doesn't go the reverse way of going. It's had a couple of goes at it. All it wants to do is hang. It's when it went our way two starts ago, it bolted in, so expect a better performance. And I'll put 12, Gloves Are Off. Who comes through a good form race for this, had every chance and battled on okay last time. I could back 2 each way here, 2, 3, 6 and 12.
2, 3, 6 and 12, race 7. Race 8 is over 1,000 metres, benchmark 64. Scratchings are 1, 5, 6, 10, 11 and 17. 7, Strategy is the favourite at $3.60 from 12, Caniva, $4.20, $5.50, number 8, Bastion, 9, Shiloh Last, $6, and $8, Yulong Night. So a bit similar to the previous race where it's pretty open.
Yeah, I think the last two races are pretty tough. I'll tip 12, 3, 7 and 8, number 12, Caniva. It's racing consistently. It's got nothing on the opposition, but the scratchings have certainly taken away some depth here. It's not a strong race, and Caniva gets a chance to beat number 3, Gibbon. I thought might run a race. He got back and finished the race off okay first up, should be fitter. 7, Strategy. Won a weak race, but it's in form, it's fit, it's honest, and handles the wet and probably drawn the right spot. And 8, Bastion. Didn't fire last campaign. Recent trial was okay. It's got some chance fresh. I don't like the race. I'll go 12, 3, 7 and 8.
12, 3, 7 and 8. And then the last of 9 on a big program. This is over the 1590. We scratch 8, 13, 17, 18, 19, 20. The favourite is Jenkins for Matt Kamani, number 3 at $4.80. $5.50, Fingarada. for David Brightoak, and $6 number 7 Grade Zero. 11 Who's Your Papa, $650, $750, 9 Bomber's Kiss. So dare I say, I think we're going to have to cast the net a bit wide again.
Yeah, I think this is the hardest race of the day for me. I'll tip number 3 Jenkins. It doesn't win out of turn. It's racing in certainly, or no, this is no weak, no stronger than what it's been racing against. It gets a chance here to beat number 9 Bomber's Kiss, who I thought was a little risk on the ground, but it was terrific last start, covering ground and fighting on. 12 Just Stella. This horse has been up, absolutely been up forever. I thought it would need a spell, but it was terrific last time, and the soft track will help. And 2 Chase on the Case, who pushes forward from that inside gate. Again, got that 2 kilo claim, which will help in the ground. I'll be going very wide, 3, 9, 12, and 2.
3, 9, 12, and 2. Before I get your strategy for the day, just on Wang and the way it races when it starts to, especially on a big program with lots of traffic and 9 races on rain-affected ground, do you think they'll be edging further and further out throughout the day and they might be coming down the outside rail towards the end, or will it not quite play that way?
No, not so much the outside rail. I think, as a rule, Wang's one of the fairer tracks around. If anything, just with traffic, or look, when it's hard and fast, you want to be up near the speed, but with give like this, you'd have to think they'll be coming down the centre of the track by, you know, race 4, race 5, race 6, somewhere there. So I wouldn't be rushing to be hugging the rails there late in the day.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was angling at, I guess. All right, what are we going to do here?
Well, the best, race 3, number 14, Venti Set. The value, not great odds, but I think it's a good each-way play. Race 4, number 10, Crew Class. The Quaddy, I think the toughest races are later in the day. So taking number 1, 1 out in the first leg, El Salto. You need to sharpen your pens. Second leg, 1, 2, 3, 6, 12, and 13. Third leg, 3, 7, 8, 12, and 15. And come home very wide, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 9, 11, 12, 14, and 15. So that's a flexi play there, whatever you can afford. And the parlay will go parlay 2, 3, 4, all for a win. Cost you $11 for a $1 outlay. Race 2, number 14, What a Sham. Race 3, number 14, Venti Set. Race 6, number 1, El Salto. And race 7, number 2, Hard Reality.
Terrific. Good on you, Martin. Good luck today.
Thanks, Matty.